absolute legend. And if you don't know the full story, well, here is a quick little primer before we get into our chat.
The bond between an experienced canine handler and his dog is something special. Sergeant Clinton O'Dyer and his dog Dante are legends in the greater Bolito area. But recently, Dante has been retired, and the SAPS can't replace him without your help. They need to raise 60,000 rand for a new working dog. IPS Air Search and Rescue is leading the task, and on Wednesday, the 24th of January, we'll hold a telethon on 88 FM, inviting you to contribute to the cause and to challenge your friends and competitors to equal or better your pledge. Together, we can help to support and build this vital resource for our community.
There you go. That's the challenge that we're throwing down for tomorrow. And in the house with me right now, from IPSS Search and Rescue, I've got Samantha Merrick, Director at IPSS S&R. Sam, how are you doing today on our Tuesday?
Doing great, thanks. And you?
Fantastic. I see alongside you a fresh face, a fresh voice on the microphone, hopefully one that we'll be hearing again in the not-too-distant future as well. Keith Miller is a volunteer, Search and Rescue volunteer with IPSS. And Keith, great to have you in the house as well. How are you today?
Good day, thank you. Great, and you? Thanks for having us.
Listen, I'm super excited for tomorrow, for this telethon that is, I have no doubt, it's going to move the needle. It's going to get us to that goal, that 60,000 rand goal, which you put a number like that on, people think, wow, you know, for that's a lot of money for a puppy. But this is not just any dog we're talking about here. This is a specialized working dog. And just to sort of paint the picture in terms of what we're losing, I believe this is the last week of Dante's working career. Am I right, Sam?
Yeah, absolutely. End of January now, Canine Dante will be going on his well-deserved retirement. And yes, it leaves a problem here for us on the North Coast. We're going to be short a canine search and rescue dog from SAPS. And so the idea is we're going to raise the money to replace Dante.
Now, just to sort of give folks an understanding of how hard and how long Dante has been serving, give me a timeline. How many years has he been on the force?
So Dante is 12 years old now. He's been serving beside Warrant Officer Clinton O'Dyer for the last 10 years as a SAPS canine search and rescue dog.
Whoa, a decade. And yep. That's in human years. Put in the dog years. Like, he's been on the force for like 60 years. That's incredible. And obviously, having aided in like just countless search and rescue operations and working directly alongside you guys, Keith, as a volunteer yourself, who's been boots on the ground in the field, you worked alongside Dante personally, huh?
Many missions, many.
And just off air, you were telling me how valuable his service has been as a specialized dog, specifically in the location of bodies, and that is a highly specialized, highly trained, scent-driven search and rescue function. Am I right?
That's correct. We've done searches in mountain and water areas, and you walk right past the body, you don't even realize it, and Dante would alert Clinton, turn around, and true as Bob, the body's there.
He was, and you know, obviously we're on the coast, we have a lot of waterways, and often tragically there is every year a slate of drownings, and percentage-wise, when it comes to sort of bodies of water, river-related search and rescue operations, how many times would you say Canine Dante has stepped up to the plate and been vital in a mission?
That's a very difficult number to put out there, but I'm going to say 90% plus.
Wow.
90%
instrumental plus. In the location.
And correct.
You know, this is one of the big things when it comes to the disasters that we've had just in the last month alone. And you have people that have been swept away that are missing, and the families that are not able to have closure until they know that their loved ones have been identified, have been located, and to be able to close that loop, I mean, it's as tragic as it is, it does enable a family to grieve and to come to terms with what's happened and to be able to move on in a sense. And that's the sad side of things. But also, when it comes to, for example, we've had numerous incidents of kids that have wandered off and gone missing in the sugar cane. And when it comes to a search and rescue, a working dog that has been specially trained, that's in the field, a dog like Dante obviously is you can't put a price tag on it. 60,000 rand actually is a bargain when it comes to, you look at all of the work that a dog puts in over a decade of excellence, wouldn't you say, Sam?
No, absolutely. Fortunately, the canine school, Canine Zeus, is coming from, they've already offered us the discounted rate of 60,000 rand, and he is also going to be deployed prior to the full payment of him to ensure that he becomes active with Charlie Sapp's Canine Search and Rescue as soon as possible.
Wow. So do we already know this is the replacement that has been selected by Clint to be the next generation of canine working dog on our coastline?
Yeah, absolutely. Warrant Officer Clinton Adaya visited the school a few months ago. He identified Canine Zeus as a suitable replacement, and that's what we're working towards now.
Wowzers. And this is a mission, in a sense, to kind of expedite the whole process. If it had to go through the traditional channels of, you know, waiting for budget allocation through SAPS, and then what would the timeline look like in that instance? I mean, before we had a working dog back in the field?
It would be very difficult to say. I don't always know the whole process, but it could very much start with a young puppy being assigned to Clinton Adaya before training can commence. So the idea with raising funds for Canine Zeus is he is already fully trained. He's 2 years old. Instead of going through the full training with SAPS, he only has to undergo a six-week course before he'll be fully functional as a SAPS search and rescue member.
Amazing. So if tomorrow goes according to plan, we're able to raise the critical funds needed, then essentially we're 6 weeks away from having a dog back in the field, deployed and ready for a long life of service, conducting missions on our coastline.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's imperative that we do that.
Yo, this is okay. Now this is exciting, and obviously a cause like this is close to the heart of many animal lovers on the Dolphin Coast. Anything to do with our four-legged friends and dogs with jobs. I mean, those are so cool. So I know that there's going to be many a local furry friend who will be pledging and getting behind things tomorrow. But above just the individual pledges, it would be really great to see if we could get some of our local businesses involved, contributing, challenging their competitors and their friends to match or better their pledges. As I understand it, we're going to be ironing out the details today, but it looks like we'll be able to have a fundraising page platform up online. Hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to sort of track things as the pledges are coming in and provide updates throughout the day, see where we're adding value, where we're getting messages, and able to throw those challenges out live on radio. And I know that even before the lines officially open tomorrow, I've heard some excitement around town, and some local business owners already stepping up to the plate saying, count us in, we're there. Do you have a special message for anyone who feels this cause close to their heart, Sam?
Oh, just anything that anyone can contribute will be greatly appreciated. I mean, it's honestly going to a good cause. The amount of closure SAP search and rescue dogs like Canine Dante bring to families is, yeah, it's very difficult to put a value on.
It's kind of immeasurable.
Yes.
But it certainly is seriously impactful and significant. And Keith, from your perspective as a volunteer, as someone who's given of your time and skills in the field, what's the need like for people to be out there alongside the canine companions working when it comes to all manner of search and rescue operations? Is it something that you would recommend to those on the Dolphin Coast that might be willing and able to step up?
Definitely. If there's any way you can give back, I found that search and rescue was the path for me. We're a special breed. Not everybody can do this job. But if you're an outdoor lover and you like giving back, this is definitely something to do.
And for those that might be keen to find ways to support beyond tomorrow's telethon, which is that's a big way to support. But if you're keen to get involved on an ongoing basis, whether it's through boots on the ground as a volunteer yourself or in some other capacity, Sam, what's the smartest way to get in touch with IPSS Search and Rescue?
the easiest way is just if you have a look at our social media pages, the IPSS Search and Rescue, or even IPSS Medical Rescue. We have email addresses on both pages. You can just pop us an email and we'll get back to you. But our emails are pretty simple. It's sam@ipss.co.za. So pop us an email, let us know what you can do, how you can offer, what you can offer to assist, and we can go from there getting you onto the team.
Fantastic. And tomorrow, keep your ears close to Radio Life and Style as we kick off the morning with the special telethon fundraiser. We'll be giving you the details as soon as we've got all the little bits tied up today. And we're looking forward to making a really big splash, making a serious impact, and getting Canine Zeus out in the field to replace the hard-working, long-serving, and now very deserving of retirement, Canine Dante. And I believe we'll actually be getting Dante's handler, Clint, in for a little chat on the afternoon show today, I think.
You'll actually be speaking to Nazir from Sirt and Tongod, a longtime friend of Clint and Adaya, and he's also going to be Canine Dante's new home.
Oh, really?
But Kaina and Dante will hopefully be here this afternoon, barring any call-outs, to meet some people if they would like to pop past.
Oh, this is fantastic. So there you go. This could be a chance to get a photo and a paw print autograph if you're around the radio studio this afternoon. Make your way through to the Lifestyle Center for that special afternoon chat, I believe at around 3:30, right here in the studio, coming to you live from the heart of Bolito. This is Radio Life and Style, and my special guests on the microphone with me this morning, Keith Miller, Search and Rescue volunteer at IPSS Search and Rescue, and Sam Merrick from IPSS Search and Rescue Director. Guys, looking forward to tomorrow, looking forward to having you both back in the house, and to keeping the lines tight as we get those pledges coming in, all in aid of our hardworking canine unit right here on the Dolphin Coast. What do you say?
Awesome. Fantastic. Thank you.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style.